page 4, middle of the second column. Okay, last thing Alter Rebbe is explaining is in order to get this gili from above, there has to be Sarusa de Lasata. And that is Sarusa de Lasata Suva di Barta Bum. When a person realizes Sharnechi Mitzavcha Hayim, that the level of Anechi is what connects the Jew, and therefore when a Jew learns Torah, the Kerei LaKadosh Baruch Hu, they call Hashem and Hashem comes to revealing himself. But nevertheless, he says, it has to begin from a Sarusa de Le'ela. It has to begin awakening from above. And he says, I'm just trying to figure out where we left off over here in the middle of parentheses. Okay. Middle of the second column. So like Dr. Rebbe doesn't say it here, but like we learned from the other places, in order to be Adam Kiyakriv, in order for a person to become closer to Hashem, it has to be first Vayikra al Moshe, there has to be the awakening from above. This is what the Pasuk says in today's Parsha. You began showing your servant Moshe Kibul Torah Mitzinai. Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah in Sinai. V'asham hu ata achileis Isarusa del Eila Levad. And there was the awakening from above. V'gam lebchina Isarusa del Sata. In order for there any time b'chlel to be an awakening from above, from below, oh, these few lines we learned. Tzarchli Yestchila Isarusa del Eil, which is the Baskol Yeitzes Mehar Chayde. Okay. Bottom line, Alter Rebbe says like this: in order to keep Elokus in the world, there has to be the Aveda of the Tachtainim. Then, unlike an Eden where you only have Ziv Hashchina, you bring down a Shor Nechi Metzavcha Yom and Nechi Avay Lekecha, or like we say that the level of a Nechi becomes Elokecha, becomes internalized within the person. That's only through the Aveda and the Neshama down here in the body. But in order for that to happen, there has to be an awakening from above. Because any time a Jew awakens from below, has to be an awakening from above. That's the level of the Baskoil that comes out from Har Sinai, a few Baskoils a day, that awaken the Jew to do mitzvahs. That, this is where I'm up to. That's where the Chachamim instituted. You have to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. The Gemara learns it out from a pasuk, but the Chacham Institute, you have to make a bracha. What do you care if you make a bracha after the mitzvah? So simply the reason is because once you did the mitzvah, you're not commanded anymore. You did the mitzvah. You put ben shlulav. How can you say asher kitchar mitzvah v'tzivani? You're not commanded. You can't make a bracha on something you're not commanded. But here, one second, the Alter Rebbe says a pichsidus. Through the level of mitzvahs, which is the awakening from below. That you create physical things. Then becomes an awakening from above. The Alter Rebbe explained before that when you do a mitzvah, that aveda of ours, awakening a great gilui of anechi from above. But he says, but in order to have that level, that we sanctify, become sanctified through mitzvahs. That has to be an awakening from above. So in other words, in a bracha, when we do a mitzvah, we're saying like this. I do a mitzvah. I'm elevating the world and myself to Kedusha. Not only do we elevate ourselves, we elevate the world that we do the mitzvah. But we're explaining in the bracha that in order for me to be able to do that, there has to be first Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu. There has to be this Hamshacha, this revelation from above that's allowing me to do Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvaysu. How is it possible for a Jew to elevate himself and to elevate the world in a way of Kedusha is only by an awakening from above. She ought to be mil mile. Lies barach ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. She barach v'nimshach. She be revealed and brought down. The gilu yavayel mato. Throughout that, through this, Asher kachanu b'mitzvayt v'tzivon. What did you want?
Well, this process doesn't happen, then you say the bracha after the mitzvah?
No, no. Which bracha do you say after the mitzvah?
Huh?
No, but then you say before. No, 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 no. The only times you make a bracha, and not after the mitzvah, it's really in the middle of a mitzvah. Netilas yadayim, you still, the rubbing the hands together and the drying is part of the mitzvah. Mikveh, by a ger, you have no choice. They're not a Jew, they can't say it before. Even a woman, she's in the middle of toivling. She doesn't finish the toivling. So even the mitzvahs, the few exceptional cases, until Siddayim, mikveh. What was three?
Food.
No, food you make a bracha before. No, that's not a bracha before the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to bench after eating. I'm saying, though, a bracha of a mitzvah.
Ah, the eating was a mitzvah.
Not the eating was a mitzvah. The bracha of benching, the mitzvah is to bench after you eat. Of course you can't do it before you eat. You make a bracha before, that's rabbinic. But the biblical mitzvah, benching, that we spoke about last night, yeah, so the mitzvah is to say the bracha after you eat. Over there you can't say it before you eat. Lachen, take no bracha, okay, the ma mitzvah. Shai de habrach in nasis ham shocha liyis asiyis ham mitzvah b'serusa de l'sata. That this is serusa de l'sata, shall we do? Geirim is serusa de l'eila. Causes a higher awakening from above. In other words, like we learned yesterday, there's three stages. There's an awakening from above, then we do the mitzvah, and when we do the mitzvah, we reveal an infinitely greater revelation of Elokus than there was before we did the mitzvah. Look, it says in Shemini Atzeret, God Zel Shebikish Meisha. That's why Meisha Rabbeinu asked Ebron Nova Eretz Saaretz. Okay, Meisha Rabbeinu begged into this week's parsha, let me go into Eretz Yisrael. And the Rashi quotes from the Gemara, "V'chilachu mipriyot tov." Meisha Rabbeinu wanted to eat the Jaffa oranges. I mean, like what was the gebrat Meisha Rabbeinu to go into Eretz Yisrael? He says, "Ki eretz al yena yikneretz Yisrael, shenikre eretz chayfetz, v'dotz a meisha." And Meisha wanted laham shebechinas ata chileisa, which is the level serusa de le'ela hanasim shaloy aydei serusa de l'sata. What Meisha Rabbeinu wanted, remember we learned yesterday also, there's a level, remember we're talking like Sfiras HaEmi, you count 49 days, and then you get an awakening from above that your Avedah had nothing to do with. It's too great. Okay, that's what Meisha Rabbeinu wanted to do. Ata Chileisa, Ata, the level of Ata, that Meisha Rabbeinu wanted to accomplish, and he did. That when a Jew does a mitzvah, they awaken a level of Elokus that's infinitely greater than the level of Avodah that they did. Because through a mitzvah, you bring down a Nechi Mitzav Chayim. That's much greater than the Avodah of the Jew. The Avodah of the Jew could reach Mamala Kol Alman, Sevi Kol Alman. To reach a Nechi, that's a gift from above. Okay, Vine, he says like this. But nevertheless, you still need awakening from above. Remember, we told the story many times. I'm not going to go through the story. The lady in Australia that davened to the said that Hashem help us learn about Yiddishkeit. The Rebbe sent somebody there out of the clear blue. The whole story, yep. So when the lady tells over the story, she says, "What is the Rebbe? That when a Jew sighs at the end of the world, the Rebbe feels it." I remember we learned by Rabbi Yael in high school. He told us that the lady is wrong. She thinks that what is a Rebbe, that the Jew, she gave a krechts, so the Rebbe heard it. No, he said, it's not true. What really is, why did the woman give a krechts? Because the Rebbe thought about her. There has to be the serutza, the le'ila, the awakening from above that wakes up the Jew. Where up in the clear blue did the lady wake up? Because the Rebbe thought about it. The Rebbe thought about it. That's what awakened that thing. Okay, in Dalit. So he says, "Hine b'china sirusa leila b'china zu." Okay, this level of sirusa de leila, which is the level of aneichi, higher than the aveda normally could reach. He says, the question is like this: how is it possible that a person by doing a mitzvah can reach the level of aneichi, yeah, internalized aneicha Hashem alakecha, like really, it becomes yours, if we say less machshava tfisa beklal, no mind can grasp Hashem? How is it possible that the level of aneichi can become mitzavcha hayim alavavecha internally if we say less machshava tfisa beklal? He says, "Vein and it first bechinas riya, kiyam bechinas riya, v'staklas alev." Itaka doesn't come through seichel; it comes in the form of seeing, understanding. You're not a vessel for it; you can't understand it. Seeing, you don't have to understand what you're seeing. You could see something. Seeing is believing. You could see something, and therefore, this level of alokus that you want to, adechi, which you want to bring down internally, he said, can't come down in a level of bina, of understanding, because how can a limited mind understand infinite alokus? It's in a level of ri'iyya. Kumesha kasi, einecha yenim hain, shaknes, yisro, b'chinas yinasi, tamasi, is this dov, sh'ozhi b'madreg, el yenim me'ed naila. And then it becomes a level of einayim, which is istaklus levad, which is looking, sheinam shocha zu nitesis begili vislav shmachshava ki ma'ara ba'alma. In other words, like this, this level of alukus that we bring down is a level of seeing. Seeing is believing, seeing is not understanding. You see something, you don't necessarily understand it. Many times you don't understand it. You see this, and you don't know how does it work. Like, you know, whatever.
Well, I mean, that's why a judge is not partial. I mean, a judge, if he sees something, he's not, he has to...
Correct. There's nothing to do with understanding. Yeah. That's a true statement. When you see something, that's the opposite level. When you see it, it's so one with you that you can't be biased. I mean, yeah, you can't be unbiased anymore. Exactly. You can't be parav. Because you saw it. You're not going to be able to justify it. And he says, it's like the lightning spark that comes from above. Okay? That you can't handle it. Therefore, it comes down on a level of chachma, which is like an initial flash. And therefore, you become like... What happened by Matan Teira? It's very interesting. By Matan Teira, I'll call Diba or Diba Parchan Nishmasa. Every word that came out of Hashem's mouth, and Hashem popped out of the body. Hashem had to resurrect the Jews at every word of Matan Teira, with the dude that he's going to eventually do Tchias HaMeitzer with. Yeah? What happened? Parchan Nishmasa means the Neshama couldn't handle it. Right? They popped out of the body. It's too great a revelation. That's exactly what happens when a person does the mitzvah for a second. He gets like lost because it's too much for the body to handle internally in a way of understanding. It can only be in a way of seeing. And he says, "V'anshe kinesis agdela shetiknu brachas shalom mitzvahs and anshe kinesis agdela who instituted the brachas of mitzvahs. What did they want? Laham shebuchinus esirus de leela. Therefore, they're called eini ha'eda. They're called einecha yenim. Laham shechaodem buchinus riyavistaklus to bring down the level of riyah. So yes, we don't understand it, right? We don't necessarily understand it, but seeing is believing. In other words, seeing is a higher level of unity with the person than understanding. Because you can understand, I can prove to you that you don't.
Easy.
Huh?
Easy to do that.
No, in Bechal. Somebody understands something, somebody smarter can show him that he don't understand. If I saw it, you cannot bring me a million proofs that I didn't see it. I still saw it. So even though seeing is not understanding, which is, so to speak, internalized within the person, but this level of an, what's so funny, this level of anechi,
your wife can prove that you did not see.
No, she proves that you don't exist. You're not that you don't see it. You don't exist. You mainly can't see it. No, but really, no joke. Seeing is not internalized like understanding. But nevertheless, it's more emes with the person. It's more with the person. It's more internalized in a certain respect than understanding is. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to do. In fact, it's interesting. In these weeks, now to Yom Kippur, right? To Rosh Hashanah, yeah? So this parsha is Rosh Hashanah. Next parsha is Akev. V'oya Akev Tishmu'un. Shmiya. Parsha after that is Re'eya Neichi Neisim Lefneichem Ayin. So Chassidus explained, first comes the level, after Matan Teira, now, of the second Luchis, comes the level Akev Tishmu'un, which is a level of Akev, which means the heel, which understands. And then you come to the level, right? But which level of seeing? Anechi naisin lefnechem ayin. The level of Anechi. Re'iyah is connected to Anechi. Anechi we can't understand. Shmiya, which means understanding, hearing, understanding, we can't understand the level of Anechi. We can see it. Because seeing, you don't have to understand it. You have to see it.
What? You also say that you say those two next
questions because the next question is dependent? Yeah, this is explained. After Matan Torah, it comes first the level of Shmiya, in the level of Akev.
This week is Matan Torah, next week is
Shmiya, and then the week after is Re'iya. Okay, top of Gimel. Okay, you have to skip the first 8 lines. Chdei laham shebechina zu. And to be mamshich this level, hikdem meishav amar aves chanin al Hashem. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Ato hachilei selaharis es avdecho. I want to bring down the level of ato into every single yid. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Without the Rebbe just explained it. So he said, but before that, Moshe Rabbeinu said was chanin al Hashem. Then he said ato hachilei sel. What does that mean? Hine b'shleim ekshe gebane beis hamigdosh. When Shlaim HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdosh, he said, "Asher is chananti lifnei Hashem." What I davened before Hashem. Now, the Rebbe is comparing later, but now the Rebbe is comparing two expressions. Here it says, "Va'es chanan el Hashem." I davened to Hashem. Shlaim HaMelech says, "Asher is chananti," which I prayed, the same lashon as chanan, lifnei Hashem. Before Hashem. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say, I daven to Hashem? And he said, I daven before Hashem. Says Hashem is a merciful God. Okay? Okay, we're going to stop it. But one pasuk says, Hashem keo rachum v'chanun. First Hashem, then keo rachum v'chanun, merciful God. Another pasuk says, Chanun v'rachum Hashem. So why is Hashem in one pasuk, same rachum v'chanun? One pasuk Hashem is first, and then the other pasuk Hashem is afterwards. Like,
wow.
You know what? It's good. Go to sleep hungry.
Spirituality.